This is WPW Champion Xavier Frost, and you're listening to the Hour Bomb on PWPop.com.
And welcome to another, hold on Adrian, I don't have to mute the sound up, right? Okay, and welcome to another
iCabbage-filled edition of the Hour Bomb.
iCabbage-filled?
Yeah, let me use it in a sentence for you.
Yes, please.
So if I was walking next to Heath, a lady would look at me and see, yo, check out that hottie walking there. And then the other girl would say, yeah, but the guy he's next to is total iCabbage. The exact opposite of eye candy.
Oh my
fuck
god.
Fuck you, Adrian.
Welcome to another
Yeah, we'll go with it.
You're gonna need to like stop using Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, I know.
Not really. Keep doing it. Anyway, I'm your host, the first ever graduate of the Dave Meltzer School of Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Jason Heath may or may not be iCabbage. Thank you.
I don't think there's anything made out about it.
Yeah, you're probably right. Joined by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right. It is the Big Aider Masters here at your listening pleasure.
There it is.
Whatever.
Little extra emphasis there. And
I hope you die from herpes.
The Jizzmopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Oh, thank you. My adoring fans.
You suck. You're an asshole.
Your eye cabbage.
I love them.
Eye cabbage.
And we are actually joined by a special guest tonight. And I don't mean...
Did you pay to be on this show like you paid off the refs?
I didn't do anything. Eat me. And I don't mean special guests like Richard. Special. I mean a special guest. Friend of the show. The shooter. Curtis Flyer.
It's Curtis Payne. Get it right.
Oh, sorry. Shit.
Damn, he's already screwing up.
You can introduce people like you ring bells, Jason.
I honestly forgot that we were going to do the business side of it first.
Don't even finish that sentence, Jason.
The business side of it first. I forgot we were doing that first. So anyway, the shooter Curtis Payne, the WPW United States Champion. Hey, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. Rest in peace to Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah, sorry the intro was a little long tonight, but we...
weren't able to do a show last week because of illnesses, and so we're doing it this week.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So we'll be the last ones on the network to do this.
As opposed to being like the first ones, we'll be the last ones.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Yeah, strep throat, you know, kicks my ass, whatever.
So, What I do want to go over who we got in the chat so far.
All right.
Okay.
We have Mark Jones, number 2. Yeah, 1994. 69
boys backed up by the Quad City DJs. One time Oklahoma Tootsie Roll Jones.
I don't even know what that means, but it was probably his throat.
What?
Mark Jones said Heath had a touch of the dick.
Wow.
Mark. You'll love our special, host this week, our special host this week. Someone please ask me why.
Why?
Because he's black, Mark, and he's a champion.
Really?
Here we go. We're going to start with this now. We're going to start with black champion, right?
No. Mark.
Is that where we're going?
Well, I mean, hey, it's not the WWE. You're allowed to have a single title, right?
Oh, God.
See, I'm already pissed off from what happened at the WCW Fallout with the screw-ass referee, and everybody's blaming me for it. So,
hey.
Yeah, go right ahead. Go ahead and start on me. Go ahead. See what happens.
Well, hold on. Let's get through our intros here. Let me tell you, I have your back, so don't worry at all. Who else we got in the chat room?
We also have Kevin Curtin.
Hey, bulk up.
Not have music for him.
We have Chris 2013, who is actually Chris Schultz, who hosts the... NSR New School Republic podcast. That's one of our featured podcasts on the website.
Hey, bulk up to you, Chris.
And let's see here. We also have the Bird Dog who, you know what? Don't bulk up that son of a bitch. He stole our intro music.
What?
He did on his show. He stole our intro.
Oh, not cool, Richard.
You know what? We're going
to. No bulk up for you.
Former.
Hall of Fame status in a review just like Hulk Hogan's.
Former friend of the show.
Yes.
All right, so let's address this elephant, because I know you wanted to come on the show and clear up some controversy.
Yeah. Play simple, okay. Everybody's blaming me because they think I paid off the ref, and that could be further from the truth.
Let's give a little bit.
I know I can beat you right on my own.
Let's give a little quick backstory here. The controversy that's going on here in WPW. Is that the punk that you fought that night and whooped the shit out of? The controversy is that people are saying he kicked out at 2 when it was clearly a clean 3 count, and the ref called for the bell.
You were so, I mean, you didn't even have a clear view of the ring, Jason.
I totally did.
Look, I'm not saying that Curtis wouldn't eventually have won, but I mean that was clearly a kick out. I mean.
Look,
that referee counted about as good as the referee on the Seth Rollins match this past week on Raw. And we should have a new WWE champion right now.
See, plain and simple. Look, whether he kicked out or not, plain and simple is 1, 2, 3. Now, am I satisfied by the way it went down? No. I'm actually very, very pissed off about it. Now, that's why I'm going to deal with Uri at our next show. But WPW went on their Facebook page, said they're going to conduct an internal investigation. I'm going to conduct my own damn investigation. If whoever I find out whoever screwed around with my match is going to get their ass whooped.
I wouldn't worry about it because I was right there, saw the whole damn thing. I think you're fine.
I think the bellkeeper was in on it. I'm just saying.
The bellkeeper was not in on it.
You're the bellkeeper, right, Jason?
I was the timekeeper, yes, for that show.
The timekeeper, right, yeah.
I was the timekeeper, and I had no part in it. I just did my job and rang the bell when I was told to ring the bell. That's all.
So I guess the other guys are Uriah. Elazar lover, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm a lover. I just said I can understand where they're coming from because it looked like a kick out to me. I mean,
I understand. I mean, you're his new boyfriend, so I understand you have to stick up.
Gotta be like that, huh?
Oh, he's a punk. Man. So, I mean, you seem to be on his side real fast. So I'm wondering if the Legion hasn't come licking your butthole or something. Hey, come join us.
Well, hey, you know what? I mean, I can see these guys have a legitimate gripe because the whole organization seems like they are out to get them. So I don't understand why they're the bad guys. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. I don't trust that shady new CEO that's the old CEO, Scotty Mack, for sure. I think he's the one paying the bills at the top of the thing, and he's the one calling the shots.
Plain and simple, the Legion is trying to destroy everything WPW is. I've seen this many times before. I've been in this business for 15 years. I've seen groups like this come and go. These guys are going to be no different. And when the end of the day comes, they're all going to get their ass whooped and taken down by me personally.
Well, I hope so, because they all deserve it. The way they were picking on Chuck all night, the way they were picking on the whole ref and show all night, the way they were mouthing off to me, who, honestly, I'm not even the official part of WPW, so if they're going to mouth off to someone that's doing the company a favor that night because you guys didn't have a timekeeper, they deserve everything they get.
So there goes somebody who's finally making some sense. Finally. Thank you. You make a lot of sense.
I just don't like when they pick on people that they shouldn't be. You know what I mean? And for them to be the classic, you know, chicken shit group that they are, they have numbers because they can't get anything done on their own. Hey, I get it. If you want to be like that, that's fine. You be like that. But in the real world, we see it how it is. So whatever is going to happen to them, I can't wait for it to happen because karma's a bitch.
You know, I'm just looking forward to this upcoming matchup. I believe that so the rematch is in right now. You're supposed to wrestle him in a no disqualification match the next show?
That's right. It's me and him, no disqualification, anything goes. There would be no excuses and no bitching and whining by the Legion about the way this ends when I drop him on his head.
So are you going to have some backup? Because, I mean, it seems like that's just signed up for a 4-on-1 handicap match to
you
me.
You know what?
I mean,
you know what, Shooter? I'll tell you this much. I'll talk to Scotty Mack, and we'll see. I'll be more than happy to be in your corner. I can't do much, but I'll call it like I see it.
Well, I appreciate that. You know what? And you may be the only person I trust a little bit to be in my corner. As for everybody else in WWE, I really don't trust anybody else at all. Because, you know, the Legion have this thing, we are many. And, you know, this thing with me and Uriah, I admit, you know, it is bigger than the Legion. Me and him were tag team partners when we first started this business back in the year 2000. We've been up and down the roads for 14 years, and it's all led to this. It's all led to this. So, you know what? Truth be told, I still like the guy. He's my brother. But you know what? Sometimes family's got to fight, and, well, I'm going to have to beat his ass and get his mind straight.
I can't wait to see that. Like I said, you want me, I'll be there.
You know what? As a fan, and I don't really mean to take his side on things, I just understand. I saw the match. He has a legitimate gripe about the referee being a bad counter, which I understand 3 is a difficult number to get to. But I just don't see how. I'm looking forward to the next match, man. And I hope there's a really definitive winner this time, and there's no shenanigans that are going on. So hopefully, finally, we really determine who the better man really is.
Well, as long as the Legion's there, there's going to be funny business going on. So, because that's the only way they know how to operate.
Well, bring them all on. I don't care. I don't care if it's 3-on-1, 2-on-1, 4-on-1. They can bring the rest of their damn families. I don't give a damn. Plain and simple, Uriah's going to get dropped. He's going to get dealt with, and that's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be.
Can I ask you a question? Your finishing move, what is that called?
It is called the kill shot. Because it can come from anywhere.
Thank God. That's exactly what we need to see. We need to see, oh, let's see, there's what, four guys in that? We need to see about 8 of those to be on the safe side. Yeah.
Well, if anybody was at the last show, I dropped Uriah about 3 times and I dropped Blade just because, because I felt like it.
Yeah, that was great. Loved it. So, now I know that you don't have a date for that show yet. So, as soon as we know it, we will let everyone know the date for that show, for the next show. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully, you said probably you don't think it'd be too much longer. Maybe sometime next month, hopefully.
Yeah, we're looking for next month, sometime September, October, hopefully September is what we're working on.
Awesome, awesome, good. But as soon as we know that, we will let you guys know, and of course, we'll be there for it. But yeah, Richard, the kill shot is a RKO Diamond Cutter. Boy, much better, because he's a lot bigger than Orton, and
He delivers DDP. It with authority.
Yeah, he does. It's nice. I would not want to be on the receiving end of that. So, and then also, real quick, you're going to stay on for the whole show with us, right?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Good. We have a little bit of fun with the show. Have a little bit of fun with you. It would be a good time.
Do you mind if I actually just ask you a few quick questions, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So, at what point have you been just a wrestling fan your entire life?
Yeah, since actually I was a wrestling fan, my grandma turned me on to wrestling.
All right. At what point did you decide, you know what, I really want to do this?
It was, I'd say, it was in. It was always something that was on my mind, but nothing I ever took seriously. And then one day I was just watching TV during the Monday Night Wars, that famous time for wrestling. And I just thought, you know what, I want to give this a go. So time back in, back in the year 2000, I went to a local wrestling promotion called Midwest Powerhouse Wrestling. It was where I started. Watched her show, waited after, talked to the book, talked to the trainer, at the time the searcher. And it's been set up since then, and I had a fun. I got my blood, and I've been hooked to it ever since.
Now, are you from the St. Louis area originally, or are you from out of state? Or
I'm from St. Louis area, born and raised.
All right. So, did you ever do anything with the Harley Race at school or anything like that? Or
no, never did anything with Harley Race. I always wanted to have find the opportunity to, but just never it. Never had the funds, so to say.
Right.
He charged a lot for his school. But, this business, never say never. And still trying to get my name out there, beyond the Midwest area. So we'll see what happens.
Where did you train at?
Trained in what's famously called the Skull Canyon Ranch by the surgery. It was his training center. And he trained me, taught me everything from, just the everything you basically know you see in wrestling. And he taught me the history of the business and really how to respect the business. And I am where I am because of him.
He didn't pull a Hulk Hogan and try to break your legs on day one, did he?
No. It's funny because how he got trained, it was much different the way he trained me. When he came in, guys, that's because how it was back in the day was they'd beat the hell out of you and see if you'd come back.
They had to really protect the business back then.
Yeah. Yeah. And he didn't want to train the way, but he just trained us in mental toughness. It's either you have the toughness to be in this business or you don't.
Right.
And he saw something in me and, when I didn't see much of myself and, he just kept pushing me and testing me and I owe everything to him. He literally saved my life because that was a bad time. Whenever I started training for wrestling, he kind of got me out of my funk at that time.
Well, that's good. That's a good story to hear.
You've been wrestling for 15 years plus?
Yes, I have been.
How old are you, man? You don't look that old.
Yeah. I don't feel that old. Well, some days I do, but not all the time. But it's been an adventure in this business.
All right, I guess this is a question that I always like if I talk to any anybody that's wrestling. Of your entire career, I guess, of all the matches that you've ever had, which match do you think was your best match ever?
Oh, man. Oh, that's a hard one. There's so many. I have to say probably the best match I've ever had was actually with Damian Blade and Ultimate, we used to be in full throttle wrestling. It was a blood, sweat, and tears match. If anybody wants to go see it, it's on YouTube. just look up FTW Blood, Sweat, and Tears match, and that was by far the best match ever had. It was three stages. I believe the first match was, first blood. Then the second stage was we had a barbed wire bat on a pole. Whoever took the barbed wire bat down hit the other person first, won that fall. And then the third fall was put the person through a barbed wire wrap table.
Oh my God.
And me and him, we went to war that night, and it was a great time, and it hurt, but ended up coming out with a win, winning two out of three falls. But that was by far my best match, and he is by far has been my best opponent because he brought up the best in me. So,
what promotion was that for?
It was for Full Throttle Wrestling.
I'm trying to look it up right now. I can't do.
I'm trying to find it so I can put a link to the chat.
I don't know what's going on. I can't interact with anyone in the chat. Like, my chat's just not working. I've refreshed my page like three times, so I don't know what's going on. So I can't. That's what I was trying to do as well, but I can't do shit in the chat room. So, Adrian,
I'll take care of it. It's not a problem.
All right, you got any more questions you want to ask Shooter?
No, that was actually my last question I had for him.
All right, but they've got a benefit coming up this Saturday. It's shit. Hold on, we got severe weather in the area. Hold on. Sorry, guys. I want to check on this real quick. They have a benefit coming up this Saturday. It's in Jerseyville, Illinois. There's going to be quite a few WPW wrestlers there. It's called Benefit for Tess. I don't know a whole lot about it, hold on. Oh, shit. Hold on. Sorry, guys. I'm checking the weather at the same time. We've got a little bit of a storm heading our way.
Yep.
Great.
It's been going on and off all past
so we're
couple hours.
Thunderstorm warning down here, and... So we may lose power. We may not. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Hopefully we don't lose power.
Yeah, hopefully not.
So anyway, Benefit for Tess this Saturday, Jerseyville, Illinois. I don't know the full everything that's going on with it. Chuck didn't send me that info, so I don't have it. But it basically, it's to help cover medical bills. I don't know exactly the medical condition that there is, but good cause. They're going to have quite a few things going on, quite a few matches going on this Saturday. So tickets are, I think, $10. $10 sounds about right. So check that out. You can go to, I think, everyone from WPW. So if you check the WPW Facebook page, you can find a link to some more info on there, too.
I found a link to the match. It was actually on the Monster Scars YouTube channel.
I think a lot of their older stuff was on Scars Facebook because he... I don't know how that would happen because he has nothing to do with the audio or visual stuff and never did. Am I correct?
You're very, very, very correct.
He doesn't look like an audio visual kind of guy, no.
Well, Scar is a strange cat, if you guys couldn't tell at the match.
No, he definitely looks a little odd, man. That's for sure.
Adrian, coming from the guy that saw your Skype profile picture, man, that's a scary looking picture right there.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's the symbol. That's the symbol of the Shooter. So strikes fear in a...
All right, let's see.
I got the link up to that match in the chat, so if you guys want to check that out, definitely I do so.
Yeah, I bookmarked that.
I'm taking a look at it later. I got to save it in my state, so I'll take a look at it after the show here.
Yeah, won't let me do anything, so I'll have to have you send it to me later.
That's
fine. So, real quick, we had B-Mag show up in the chat. B-Mag's had a special request that we play for him tonight.
Oh, really?
Yes, he wanted us to play Man in the Box. This is what you get. I'm all grown up now, and I listen and learn a true
star, and I'm finally getting my turn to my L. This one's for you, B-Mags. I'm gonna be here for a minute, sunny boy. I'll come to you.
This is your new theme song.
It is your new theme song. We're going to remember this now. B-Mags.
Oh, yes.
Stephanie McMahon. So there we go. All right, so here's how the show works for those of you tuning in for the first time. I've got
he
a
says
whole.
It works.
Huh?
He said it works. As far as the theme.
Oh, yeah.
It works.
I see. No, I can read
the. There's Fiddle Spinders in the chat, too, Jason.
Shit.
Holy cow. Yeah, I was going to say he just came in.
Yeah, he did. Hold on. Looking for it.
Oh, Kevin said he wants a theme song.
Kevin has one. I just didn't boot it up. Don't treat me
like a woman. That's right.
Kevin only gets the theme song when he's actually alive.
Sean Pickles Ventress. Walk up to you.
This was Kevin's theme song.
Oh, yeah, I remember what Kevin's theme song is.
Eugene! Anyway, Here's how the show works. I got a whole list that I got to get through. These two assholes and the respectable man that can crush me like a bug are going to try to make it to where I can't complete my list and derail me. I've got 1 hour. That's 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home. You guys ready to talk some wrestling?
Yes, yeah,
let's do it. Let's do this.
Adrian, do me a favor. Try not to piss off the big guy.
I'll do my best.
Okay, good. The scrawny guy I had no problem pissing off, but the big guy I don't want you to piss off.
Exactly.
The scrawny guy has really big friends, though, Jason. Just remember that.
Yeah, I ain't worried about them. I saw how they got their asses handed to them at the last show. Let's see. Here we go.
I got to say, it was kind of funny watching what was his name? Victor Cortez getting dropped on his head. That was hilarious.
Yeah, watching Ivan Stroganoff like toss him into the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. Let's see here.
Let me tell you a secret. When I'm in bed listening to the Hour Bomb, I feel so dirty, wrapped up in an Hour Bomb t-shirt, only at pwpop.com.
All right. Heath, you got anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
Shooter, you got anything else? Before we start to actually start talking about wrestling?
You know what? Hang on, Jason.
Did we lose him?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Uh-oh.
Let me see what happened there.
You know what? I will let Mark Jones pick his new theme song because I'm actually okay with him having that as a theme song.
He wants New Day?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm okay with that.
See if I can get Shooter back here.
And by the way, B-Megs, that was one of the wrestlers from WPW.
The Shooter, Curtis Payne.
Yes.
So he's our United States champion. Something we're going to try to do. We're going to try to get some stuff going, get some of those guys on, help us out, help them out. They don't have a whole lot of outlets as far as like how they can really increase their stuff, get their names out there, get their storylines going. So if we can help them out a little bit, we're going to. You know, it's kind of the partnership we got set up with them, and I don't mind it, and we had a little bit of fun with him on there. So he's supposed to stay on, but it looks like I lost him, so we're going to see what we can do.
Yeah. Try to get him back one more time here.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can't get him back before we start here. Hopefully he comes back on.
Maybe it just got a little too rowdy up around his area as far as weather.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, I mean, it's just all over the metro area as far as where we're at.
I'm friends with him on Facebook. Hold on. Shoot him a message real quick. No, to shoot the shooter a message. Hey, oh, you like, hold on, where is it?
Yeah.
So you guys are actually professional, like doing weekly shows and doing a visa. We've always been that way.
We're just expanding beyond WWE.
Oh, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that. Phone acted a little weird.
Oh, that's fine. I'm like, we lost our wrestler. So, anyway, I got nothing. Shooter, you got anything else before we start the show? Like, officially start the show?
No.
Adrian, you got anything else?
I got a growth, man.
Oh, God.
Oh. I thought after you had it looked at you, it was taken care of.
Well, it's like that Stephen King movie. Sometimes they come back.
Oh, God. Hey, I didn't tell you. Heath has a job, a one-day job.
Oh, God.
Like, is he a legitimate jizz bopper now?
Close. He's got a he's doing a photo shoot for porn.
Oh.
He's going to be shooting people doing porn.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, he is kidding me.
I wish I wasn't. I totally am, but it was hilarious. Heath has gay AIDS. Wow. Okay, let's. I'm just gonna stop it now.
Because yeah.
Shooter, if you haven't figured out, like, we're uncensored. Just say what you want.
Yeah.
We try to be as professional as we can on, like, when we're doing you guys' stuff, the WPW stuff. But after that, it's just we're having fun. So
yeah.
We, yeah. So about the whole shtick with the whole black champion thing, Mark Jones, we like to give him crap all the time because it always seems to be like when the black guys are in the ring, he gets real excited and, you know, all that. So when, like, New Day were the champs and the Primetime Players were champs, we gave him so much crap. So I thought we'd play with him. And you were the victim of our joke. I apologize, but I should let you in on that one.
That's okay.
It took me for a second because I'm like, fuck, did I really piss off the guy? I'm like, son of a bitch, I hope I didn't piss him off.
Mark Jones is our occasional co-host from New York City.
Yeah. He works for Microsoft, so if you don't like Microsoft products, now's the time to, like, rip into him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you can tell those people to bring down the price on Xbox. That'd be nice.
Yeah, Shooter Barry, a WWE guy. I know you have one. What?
I don't understand that.
No. I know what he's saying.
Oh.
It seems like every indie guy has a story about a WWE guy, one way, shape, or form, and it seems like they always bury the guy. Do you have any stories like that? Like, ever have any encounters with someone that was in the WWE?
That was a total dick.
No, that one guy I've met that is part of WWE has actually been Randy Orton. And the time I met him, he was cool. So I have no Barry WWE guy stories.
And it's funny, we have a story the exact opposite of Randy Orton. Now, he was staying in character. But yes. We were at Monday Night Raw one time. It was the night after New Year's Revolution, where Triple H tore his quad again. It was like early January of 07. Okay.
Okay.
Now, when I had scored us the tickets, I didn't realize how good of seats we were. We were one row back from the stage. Okay. Like where the Titantron is and all that. There was like the barricade, people behind us, and then us. And we were right on the edge. We were right on the aisle. Okay. So we were on TV. So Randy Orton and Edge come out to the ring. We didn't know they were going to a commercial break. They come out. They walk in back. We're like, what the fuck's going on? Adrian's like, hey, let me on the aisle this time. I'm like, okay. They come back down, and they're taking their sweet time. Didn't realize they went on a commercial, like I said, so I didn't know what was going on. So they came out, went to a commercial, came in back, and then walked back out during the commercial. So Adrian's yelling at him. He's like, go back to East St. Louis, you piece of shit.
And you go to you river rat, piece of shit.
No, that's what he said. And Randy Orton stopped, looked at him, he's like, I'll kick your fucking ass.
I can tell you right now, that probably wasn't him in character. That probably was a general fucking Randy Orton reaction.
Oh, God. I thought this is a guy.
If you don't remember that one, I think it was the first ECW pay per view they had. Not the first, yeah. One of the first, I guess. Or the second one, where he wrestled Kurt Angle.
Oh, that was the second one. That's when they relaunched the brand, yeah.
Yeah, he knows when he comes out, there's a little kid that, like, just, like, taps him on the shoulder because kid's excited.
Right.
And he turned over, like, he's about to belt the kid, and if you read his lips, he says, stupid motherfucker. I'm like, the kid's 12. The hell's wrong with you?
Oh, God.
Chuck had a great experience with Randy Orton, too, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, get the fuck away from my truck or something like that. I just don't want to answer that. Oh, God, B-Megs. He says he's never heard a bad thing about Orton. Way to go, guys. We ruined his childhood.
And we have a question already for Shooter from Kevin.
Oh, God.
Did you throw the briefcase at Roman Reigns?
Did you hear that about that story?
Yeah. I think that's the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life.
My thing here is, okay, you've got a replica Money in the Bank briefcase. Why are you going to waste the money on it to throw it at the guy?
Let me explain this one to you, Jason. I'm going to bet alcohol was involved.
You think so? I don't know about that.
It's not funny for a simple that Roman Reigns got hit in the head. It's funny that, you know, that guy, I guess, I don't know how much they charge for live event tickets, but it was overseas, so don't come over there a whole lot. So you spend your money on a ticket, you spend your money on a briefcase, and then you're going to pitch it and hit him in the head, and you're going to get thrown out.
And likely banned from ever going to another ring again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good job. The fuck was I going to say now? Oh, we also thought we should play Cards Against Humanity with you. Sometimes we'll get bored, and we will play online Cards Against Humanity. So we have a request that you come back one night that we play Cards Against Humanity.
Okay.
It'll be fun. All right. Yes. So let's talk about Raw. We've only been on the show for 35 minutes, and we haven't even talked wrestling yet at all.
Well, technically, we talked about the Roman Reigns thing. I mean, that's
yeah,
a start.
Yeah, that's a start.
Well, and we talked about WPW, which honestly, I'm more excited to talk about that than I am WWE right now. It's funnier.
There were some good matches on Raw this week, though.
There was.
Yes.
Dude, that Neville Rollins match, man, that was...
Oh, my God.
Okay, so, yeah, what did you guys think? So, he comes, he's going to have his own open challenge. First off, we haven't had a discussion since John Cena's nose got broke. Holy fuck balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a messed up nose.
Yeah, suck on that, Dana White.
His nose reminded me of, what was that boxer's name in the early 2000s? Turo Gotti. His face looked like his after one of his big fights.
Oh, God.
Because that was just horrible.
That was some that. Like, we saw it, and I'm just like, oh, God. And then they didn't shy away from it. They kept showing the hit.
Yes, they did.
And I'm like, oh, my God. And
I guess they were wanting to show people, it's like, hey, guess what? Stuff like this really does happen.
Well, kudos to John Cena. Oh, I've always said this before. John Cena, the character I can't fucking stand. John Cena, the man. Hey, kudos to you, man, because he finished that fucker.
Yes, he did.
And the broken nose or not, he couldn't.
He had to be knocked fucking silly, too, man. I mean, that's.
Yeah, but you couldn't tell. So, I mean, kudos to the man for finishing the match and not really being able to tell. So, you know, good job, though. Okay, so back to this. And John Cena had surgery, too, obviously, to fix the nose, because his nose was, like, hanging under his right eye.
Yes.
It was definitely relocated.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I guess we should probably talk about the Dana White thing eventually tonight, too, if we can. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rollins shows up and starts off Raw, and I'm going to have my own world title open. And everyone's like, yeah, 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 and then JoJo's in the ring because she's still there. Why, I don't know.
Because relevancy and under contract.
Whatever. Anyway, and he's like, Rollins is like, yep, he got the verification from the authority, but my opponent has to be under 6 feet tall and under 200 pounds. So she's like,
I swear to God, I marked out when I was watching this because I totally thought Daniel Bryan was making a surprise comeback.
Oh, I know. So I'm like, JoJo's like, so El Torito, and I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. I'm running through my head. I'm like, there's got to be someone else that's under 6 foot tall and under 200 pounds. Somebody. Who is it?
And how then, bad would that crowd have marked out if you'd heard that Daniel Bryan music there hit, though?
Oh, God. Oh, that would be a humongous mark out.
Go for it, Shooter.
Oh, they would have gone crazy. They would have gone crazy. But they would have been pissed off if he would have put Seth Rollins over.
Oh, yeah. If you can't tell, talk when you get in. When you can get in, we talk over each other a lot. So, just feel free to run us over while talking.
It's just known, just like how I know like how Daniel Bryan is. I don't think he wouldn't have had an issue with putting Rollins over. Even he would have just done it.
Oh yeah, I don't think I would. But the crowd would have been pissed.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, however, as we're all sitting there waiting for El Torito, or some of us waiting for Daniel Bryan, out comes the man that gravity forgot, Adrian Neville.
I was not disappointed it was Neville, though. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a really good match.
Yeah.
And you were correct. It definitely was a good match.
Dude, these two tore it up, man. Dude,
that was the way to kick off Raw. I mean, it was a great match. I had no problems with it. I'm not a huge Neville fan. I don't hate the guy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I hate Neville. I'm just not a huge Neville guy. But I enjoy his matches. His matches usually entertain the shit out of me, which is different from most Divas matches that they used to have, which bored the shit out of me. These entertained the shit out of me. So, I mean, it was good. I really fucking thought we had a new champion. I really did.
Well, that's because the referee screwed up and tried to correct himself. Poorly.
Well, he got the foot on the rope, so.
No. Yeah. The count before that, man.
Oh, I admit. What was that one?
The count before that. His hand would have hit the ground. He stopped counting, and then Rollins kicked out.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah.
Like, his hand should have hit the mat for a third count, and then it didn't. And then Rollins kicked out, like a split second later.
Yeah, that one, yeah. That was shit. But yeah,
that's the ref the oh shit moment. I'm going to count three, so I better not count three.
I haven't ever noticed that referee before that match.
That is true.
Yeah, well, they're under guidelines to just count. Like, even if the outcome is different than what they're told to count. So, yeah, he really fucked that one up. It was a combination of him fucking it up and Rollins fucking it up. Combination of both. So it's a good thing that he was really on the ball on that one because, yeah, that could have ended bad. That could have been like worse than Jericho when he beat Triple H back in the day.
But that was by design, though, man. That...
Oh no, that's what I'm saying. We could have told they could have had a scramble and redo that moment or something like that. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, like they totally could have gone that route with it, I think. And
yeah. But anyway, your winner and still champion, Seth Rollins. Good match. Great. One hell of a way to open up the show, man. I could have been okay with that being the main event.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. That was really entertaining, fast-paced. Two incredible wrestlers, man. I mean, it was a fun match to watch.
Uh-oh, he's choking.
Sorry, I'm still getting over a little bit of the strep throat and the whole, like... It came with a nasty cough, too. Like, the doctor's like, yeah, a lot of people have been getting strep throat now. They get them with a little cough, too. And I'm like, oh, I'm fine. Yeah, developed a cough, like, a day later.
Christmas says he misses the Monday Night Wars. And you know what? To a point, I do, too, just because it felt like there was an urgency. Like, I'm like, I got to see what's going on over here, but I might miss what's going on over here. So I have to figure out what's going on both and, like, try to, like, you were flipping back and forth just because you had to know. I don't know that that's ever going to come back, though. Because of the DVR age, man.
The DVR age, and plus everything's on the online now. You know, the internet as it is today, it was in its infancy then. So we're never going to have it again.
Yeah, I mean, you can't recreate that, unfortunately. It's sad, but that's just the way it is,
yeah. B-Max, I miss WCW. I miss some of it. I don't miss a lot of it.
I do not miss WCW at all.
Well... I miss, like, mid-90s WCW. Early 90s a little bit, too. But there's a lot, like, the end of it, man. I'm glad there was no...
That took a nosedive fast.
I honestly,
a lot of that was due to A, poor booking, and then B, like, every time they tried to make somebody new world champion, like, some freak injury happened to him, like Sid.
Oh, God. Don't remind me of that.
Yeah, no, yeah. Which, no wrestler that wants to be reminded of that.
That might be the worst wrestling injury I've ever seen.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're cringing, aren't you?
Yeah.
I still cannot watch that video.
I don't love
it. It's like you get to that part of the video and it's like, okay, stop. Fast forward it really quick.
It's not as hard to watch, but it's almost the same. The where Benoit broke Sabu's neck.
Oh God, yeah, that too.
Because once you watch that, see that slow motion how he lands on his head, it's like, oh.
Oh, back in the original ECW.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrible looking.
Which, by the way, speaking of Benoit, I still have yet to watch it, but I have the PSP version of that Hard Knocks video.
Oh, you went back and bought that?
I got it for my birthday.
Hey, we were at Slacker. No, it was a V-Stock.
V-Stock, yeah.
And Heath has a working PSP. And he buys the UMD videos. And he was looking at the UMD videos one day when we were there. And he found the Chris Benoit, the Hard Knocks documentary there.
A lot of those were pulled off the shelf.
Well, this was a used one, obviously.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he picked up. I still have mine, too. On DVD. Not on. Only idiots bought UMDs.
Hey, now. I get them really cheap there.
Unless Shooter has one, and then I resend that comment because I don't want to get my ass kicked. let's see.
Yeah. You better watch what you say.
Well, now I know I can get around with you here, and we're just going to have a good time, so I don't have to worry about pissing you off.
Chris just said Benoit versus Jericho Fall Brawl 96 was great. That was a great
match.
And
that's the timetable I'm talking about. Like I think when they were in their heyday was in the mid-90s.
You know, I hate to say this, when WCW, and I knew WCW was going downhill when Jericho jumped ship.
Yes.
That was the thing I said. I'm like, I think the WWE's got this back under control for good now.
Which, ironically enough, happened 16 years ago today.
Really?
Holy cow.
But yes, Chris Jericho interrupted The Rock on the infamous debut on Monday Night Raw in the WWE.
Wow.
I did not know that. That's awesome.
16 years ago today.
Man.
August
9th.
Where
does the time go?
August 9th, 1999. Now
how
old does everyone
really
feel?
Bad about WCW?
What?
Is always in history books are going to have David Arquette, mm-hmm. World Heavyweight Champion.
Yes. Oh, God.
Russo knows what he's doing. He's a good booker.
Oh, God. That, and let's not forget that Jay Leno won a match.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, technically, Jay Leno won a match over Eric Bischoff, so that's not really that bad.
Karl Malone won a match?
At least Karl Malone looked like a wrestler, though. Yeah, he was in good shape.
And he won a match over Dennis Rodman. All right, it wasn't like he pinned Hogan.
But the record books are going to show that Karl Malone has a win over Hulk Hogan. Hey, K-Fed beat John Cena. Let's not forget that. It goes both ways. Kevin Federline did beat John Cena.
I do remember that. That was hilarious, too.
That was. All right, let's talk a little Monday Night Raw here. New Day and the Ascension beat the Matadors and Lucha Dragons, which...
So I don't know if New Day is going to fight the Ascension for number one contendership now, or if it's going to be a triple threat at SummerSlam.
I don't know.
Because it determined who the number one contenders were, and the two teams that won the match would be the number one contenders, but I don't know if they're both number one contenders or if they're going to be another match this week to determine who the number one contender is. It wasn't really clear on that. I guess they don't know yet either, really. They're just kind of, fly to the seat of their pants. So.
Whatever. I don't know. Who do we want to see as tag team champions right now, guys?
Me personally? Primetime Players.
Adrian?
The team I would like to see become tag team champions isn't on the main roster yet.
And that would be who?
Enzo and Big Cass from NXT.
Yeah, I kind of like them. I don't know why. And I normally wouldn't, but something about those guys.
They're very New Age Outlaws-esque.
They are. Shooter.
I like PTP. I like the Primetime Players.
I'm with you. I really like them, too. They're my next choice. I mean...
Yeah, see, I really enjoy. And on this show, we were so pissed when they broke up the Primetime Players, and then
I ranted about that for like weeks.
God! And then when they got back together, we were all like fucking excited. So we're all three like huge PTP fans. We really are. But I just wanted to throw it out there.
I am a huge fan of the New Day, though, man. I mean, they're coming, dude. They are the best heel faction going today. Because Xavier Woods is so hilarious as a dick heel.
He is, and it's great.
When he came out with this sign that said "The Real Super Dad of the Year," I'm like, "Oh my god!"
Oh god, that was hilarious. I'm really enjoying the shit that New Day's doing. I wasn't sure how well I would enjoy it at first, like because we were all thinking it would be. We all thought it would be kind of like maybe Nation of Domination, then it ended up not being that way. We're like, "Oh, this sucks," but they're getting better.
Actually. Jason, you want to hear all about that?
What?
All three of them were on Jericho's podcast last week.
Really?
And they talk about the whole thing. So I will actually recommend go back and listen to it. It's actually a really good listen.
Okay.
Well, I want to listen to that one.
I want to listen to it too.
He's got Kofi, Xavier, and Big E all on there at the same time.
Holy shit! Okay, how the hell did I miss that one?
It's really good. Definitely, I give it a listen. It was fun to listen to when I was at work this past week.
Okay. Let's see here.
Oh, you know what else was on? Like, not that I needed to be sold on the Undertaker Lesnar match more, but my God, Paul Heyman killing it again this week.
I mean,
his mic skills are just unbelievable.
When he talks, does he just? I mean, do you just see the dollar bills falling out?
Yes.
You know, if they still were selling pay-per-views at all, like, which I guess they do to an extent, but, like, he basically was, he's printing money for him.
He really is.
Is greatest manager of all time, is that agreed? Or is there somebody else?
Oh, God. It's, honestly,
we can't ever make the pick between him and Heenan.
No, I'm gonna show my allegiance for the Walrus. Because, God, man. With what he's been doing, I think he's surpassed him. I really do. Like, he didn't have the Heenan family, but Paul Heyman just needs Brock. And that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to think he's the greatest manager of all time now. He called The Undertaker a bitch.
Yes. No one does that.
He called Taker a bitch.
Yeah. It's so close, man. I can't make that call.
I mean, out of respect, I know what you're saying. You don't want to, like, say, like, draw a line in the sand and say, yes, hey, it's here you go. But Jesus, man.
Definitely an honorable mention. I guess I'd have to, put him at a distant third on this list still. Maybe J.J. Dillon?
Yeah, the Four Horsemen thing. I get your point there.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's a distant third, and he was almost because it wasn't. He was part of the Horsemen, but it was really Flair was the real driving force behind all of that. But yeah, it comes down to me. I guess Heenan just did it for so much longer for so many more guys that.
And Paul Heyman's almost been exclusively with Brock.
Brock Lesnar and CM Punk.
Well, as of, you know, late. They also had the feud between him and Paul Ellering, which was the manager of the Road Warriors back then. See, I may not... See, the thing of it is, Shooter, is that I know my wrestling themes, but at least I can bring out some of the really old school stuff as far as wrestling goes.
Yeah, I'm sorry calling you the wrestling encyclopedia because I didn't.
No. He's not. Me and Adrian,
I'm not that. I'm
me,
not that.
Me and Adrian are the wrestling encyclopedia.
Except you're a real encyclopedia. Our friend that we have on sometimes also that does his own podcast, Respect the Mat, Greg, man.
Oh, man. He puts everyone else to shame. He's like the legit dude on the show.
He actually. On the network. I wanted to try to get him on tonight, but he just couldn't do it for the Respect the Mat because he went to. And did a bunch of stuff for the NWA Fan Fest that was last week.
He got to
meet Jim Cornette and like
Ricky Steamboat, I think. And
oh yeah, he oh god,
all kinds of pictures.
I would have loved to have been in his place.
Yeah, man. I tell you, if you want to learn about wrestling, check out his podcast, Respect the Mat. Good stuff, man.
I occasionally go on there whenever we review some old pay per views and stuff like that too, just to go down the card. We've usually had a pretty good time when I've been on there.
Yeah, when he's on our show, he makes us legitimate.
Nice.
He does.
I'll have to check that out.
Let's see. Back to Raw. Let's see. Charlotte and Becky won.
Beat the Bellas.
Let's talk some Miz TV, shall we, guys?
Sure.
Well, first off, I just want, you know, kudos to the whole Hot Rod thing. You know, I mean... Everyone's on the stage. They do the salute to Hot Rod. They're all wearing Hot Rod shirts, which I would expect nothing less. But what I didn't expect was The Miz, when he did it, when he really put over Piper in Piper's Pit. Because, I mean, it's not really The Miz character. So it was actually Mike Mizanian actually being himself there.
Yeah, I was going to say, he broke character on that one
small
section.
I was okay with him doing that for that. But I at the end of that, I wish to just to keep the heel heat on me. He's like, but I'm better.
Oh yeah, but
just to keep the heat on
it. You can't do that. Not the Piper. No. But yeah, basically, yeah, the second most show of all time because Piper's Pit was number one. So, you know. Anyway, so he brings out KO and Cesaro. And it was kind of funny because at first KO is showing mutual respect to the Miz and they're sucking each other off, and out comes Cesaro, and eventually Kevin Owens lost his cool and basically told them to shut up and let the people actually know how to fight.
Which is pretty funny because, man, him and Cesaro, man, that's going to be a brawl at SummerSlam. That's going to be a great match.
Sorry. Still working on... Give me a sec.
He needs a drink. That's why I'm looking forward.
That might be the match that, from just a wrestling standpoint, I'm looking forward to more than any other match that's on SummerSlam right now.
You know, I agree. And, you know, you hate to see guys get injured, but it's kind of funny. I think, like, Tyson Kidd getting injured and having his neck broken is probably the greatest thing that happened to Cesaro career wise.
Oh, God.
He would not be in this spot.
No,
if Tyson Kidd was still around.
I was okay with him being the tag team, but you're right. I think that Kidd getting hurt was the best thing could have happened for his career because let's look at, he had matches against KO, they had the three way match. With KO, Cesaro, and Rusev, which basically catapulted, I think, all three of them to that next level that they needed to go.
Jason, I hate to cut you off here, but Richard brought up a manager that maybe we're overlooking, and really, he only needed two guys his entire career.
I don't think Paul Bearer is as good as Paul Heyman.
He's an iconic manager, though. And if you really go into, like, his older stuff, too, from before WWE,
Percy
when
Pringle.
He was Percy Pringle.
I don't think you... Well...
And then in the WWE, he managed The Undertaker for, what...
20 years?
10 years, at
15,
least.
15,
and then,
something like that.
And then he managed Kane?
All right, yeah, maybe you're
right. He's having a conversation, at least.
I would almost kind of venture to say that I would consider Paul Bearer a little bit more of the character type manager.
Actually, you know what? Heyman isn't a manager. He's an advocate.
Oh, my God.
You had to go there, didn't you?
He was the voice of the voice of the voiceless.
He is the voice of the voice of the voiceless.
That was my favorite thing he said ever. The first time he was like, I'm the voice of the voice of the voiceless. I'm like, oh my God. How does that even work? It doesn't matter. Paul Heyman can make it work.
Exactly.
Anyway. Where the fuck were we? Oh, so yeah. I'm really glad. I can't wait to see this match at SummerSlam. I really can't. It's going to be awesome. And then the whole Walk Owens Walk thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh.
Pour a little salt on that wound, why don't you?
Yeah. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. Can't wait for that one. It's just going to be a brawl. Cannot wait. Rusev beat Mark Henry. Zack Ryder, surprise appearance on Monday Night Raw. And gets beat.
Yeah. He was jobbing.
Oh, I like how...
What exactly are they doing with Wade Barrett, though, man? I don't even know.
I don't know. We also haven't had a show since they announced that SummerSlam officially going to 4 hours now.
Yeah, I know. I said that earlier, but yeah. That's
yeah, SummerSlam, know. 4 hours. So it officially makes it their equivalent of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
One would think, only just not quite as... It's a smidge down from WrestleMania, as far as I think they're...
Or important. At least it's 4 hours this year.
They've
I don't know if it's going to be a permanent thing.
I don't know, but they've always like really pushed SummerSlam. They've always pushed WrestleMania big and SummerSlam big.
Yes.
Survivor Series has always been a, Royal Rumble, okay, this one's a little bit more important. But of the big four, they've always pushed WrestleMania, SummerSlam. So we'll see how this one works. But anyway, I did like how JBL reminds you that you can pay $55 to watch it on pay-per-view. That's in standard definition, by the way. Or just $9.99 to watch on the WWE Network.
Yeah.
And if you're just starting out, hey, you can get
the first month for free.
So in all actuality, hey, you start the month of SummerSlam, guess what? You're getting that pay-per-view for free.
Yeah. Anyway, so Wade Barrett beats Zack Ryder. Paige versus Naomi. Paige wins.
Yay.
Did anyone watch the Paige podcast?
I did.
Admittedly, I did.
I did, too.
We're going to talk about that, because I did not watch it. And I want to talk to someone that has, because you all know, well, Shooter, you probably don't know. I'm, like, horribly pissed off at Paige.
Austin brought that up, and she addressed it. I don't disagree with what she said about it.
We'll talk about it. And the reason why is just because she's a huge bitch on Tough Enough. Yes, I watch Tough Enough. Do I think it's the Tough Enough of old? Hell no. It's nothing like the old school Tough Enough. But I watch it because, well, we cover wrestling and I like to cover Tough Enough. Have you gotten a chance to watch Tough Enough at all?
I don't like it.
I don't like it, but I'm still watching it. Just when she put fucking Patrick in the bottom three, just so he'd know what it felt like.
That was a bitch move.
She always seems like she's always fucking stuck up, and the only reason she's on that fucking show is because AJ Lee retired. I would just love to see one of the contestants be like, you know what, fine, that's whatever, you can put me in the bottom three. The only reason you're here is because AJ left.
But you know what the deal was with her being on the podcast, though, right?
Because it was going to be Hogan?
But, yeah, with all this other help with Hogan and him being out, they decided to replace him with Paige.
Yeah, so the only reason she's getting her breaks is because AJ left and Hogan's a racist.
Yeah.
I hate to phrase it like that, but, I mean, that's pretty well it.
But, okay, well, I don't know, but they couldn't have picked anybody else. I mean, Daniel Bryan. He could have done
it. They plugged it, and I'm like, really? Paige is going to be on Stone Cold's podcast? Really?
It was a good interview, and if you really like know her history like at all, I mean, there's a lot of stuff there. I mean, she's a in England, she's wrestling royalty.
Really?
Her dad, her mom, and all of her brothers are wrestlers.
Then go the fuck back to England, bitch. Moving on.
Some hostility there.
I know.
Don't get me wrong. I'll stare at her ass while she wrestles, but I just...
Yeah, I love a woman in fishnets. But, you know,
she pisses me off, and she thinks she's hot shit when the only reason...
Really quick, I do got to say, God, they got some thank yous from a certain porn company.
Oh, no.
I'm saving it for something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, okay. That's what you're saving?
So. Okay, we'll save it for later then.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a little teaser there.
Yeah, our main event of the evening is Randy Orton, Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose against Wyatt, Luke Harper, and Sheamus. I went back and I watched that match all the way because I stopped it right before then because what the fuck? Oh, I was sick and I took like cold medicine and it was putting me to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to doze off. I better stop this. So I went back and watched it yesterday. Good fucking match.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. This is a good six-man tag.
Anytime you get Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose teaming together against Bray Wyatt and Harper, I like, and then you throw in fucking Orton and Sheamus, and there you go.
Yeah, that RKO on Bray Wyatt, man, that was...
Sick, insane, crazy, nuts,
yeah.
Painful, yeah. It was good.
And the look on Bray Wyatt's face after the match where he was selling it, man, that was perfect.
Yeah, I don't know what was better, though, this or, like, that opening match.
Opening match was a better match overall, I think, for just a one-on-one match.
But this was a better way to close it out. Yeah, this was a better way to close it out, definitely.
Yes.
So, yeah, definitely good.
I'm going to close it out with sending the people home happy.
It was a good Monday Night Raw. I'll take it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It was a fun show.
I mean, it sucked because they had to do the tribute to Piper, but...
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, that always kind of... But they did right by Piper that show though.
Yeah.
The tribute at the beginning was really good.
Yeah. Time to move on, guys. All right, Shooter. What stinks? So this is basically your round. Anything that happened this week in the world of wrestling that you just absolutely hate it. Okay? That's how this works. Yeah. So I'll let Adrian go first.
All right, so I guess you don't fat check your names or run it through standards and practices before you have them use it on TV. Because why would you use the name of like a porn series to name one of your stables?
Yeah.
So the sorority submission, is also apparently a chain of DVDs for what video company is it?
Bang Brothers.
Okay. It's a chain of videos for Bang Brothers. And so they go, hey, WWE, thanks for the plug. We'll send you a gift basket.
Their web traffic is up 56%.
And the people that are actually, the subscribers, went up like 30-something percent.
Yeah. Not going to lie. When I read this story and found out sorority submissions, whatever the fuck it was, I Googled it, and I didn't Google it looking for the Becky Charlotte page. I was looking for the real one.
Yep.
I was not disappointed. Not that I condone watching pornography or anything like that. No. Which, Adrian, you want to explain why you didn't come down to the actual studio to do your show tonight?
I was cleaning the stairs.
Huh. You don't have stairs in your apartment, Adrian.
No, I do not.
So, I would only guess that's a euphemism for something.
Correct.
Adrian was having sex.
Hey, you know what? You would have too.
Damn straight. Well, that was my what stinks. So I'll jump in here with a new what stinks here. The rumor that Swerve is going to be canceled.
What?
It's actually not a rumor. It's actually a done deal.
Why is it a done deal?
They're not going to do it anymore. But the reason for it, I can understand where it's coming from now.
I can't. Fuck that. It's stupid.
What's the reason?
Because it...
The talent are complaining because they feel like the pranks and stunts have gone up tenfold backstage, and they just don't want to deal with it.
Oh, God. All I'm hearing is whine, bitch.
Pretty much.
You say that, but if some of that shit happened to you, Heath, you would be pissed.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious.
Then, yeah, because, I mean, you have the opportunity to, of course, do it to other people then.
What happened when Kofi doused fucking Xavier Woods with soda?
I don't enjoy watching it and wouldn't find it entertaining. I'm just saying I understand why the talent's upset about it because it would be a pain in the ass if it was happening to me.
Well,
I'm not defending the show because the show was hilarious. I enjoyed watching it and would continue to watch it. But yeah, I mean, I understand why, and it, you know,
they couldn't foresee this one happening.
Yeah,
I agree.
Whatever. Shooter, you got something?
Yeah, it's Tough Enough. How the fuck is ZZ still on the damn show? That pisses me off.
I look at that guy and it's like, he's got moobs.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, we had Patrick Clark, who is from the East Coast. Greg knows the guy. He's from MCW. I didn't like the guy's attitude, but he by far had the most sound out of anyone there. He goes home. Then this past week...
I thought Mata, man. I thought he had a look.
That was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago. So you had Patrick go home, then you had Mata. Mata is this Egyptian, just huge fucking guy.
He had the look that I was like, man, I could see that dude being on WWE TV.
He had probably good talent. He had the look. If he didn't have the talent, he had the look. He had the it factor.
Yeah.
All right. He goes home. Then this past week... Who the fuck was it? Oh, it was Gigi, who, she's okay, but she's... Oh,
hang on. Let's not forget the Miz saved somebody just because he thought they looked hot.
Yeah, and that's what caused Mata to go home. Because each judge has their save. So the Miz, just to be different, used to save on Amanda because she's hot. Don't get me wrong. She's hot.
She's hot.
But that's the reason he used it. So because of that, Mata went home. Because if it wasn't for his... The fuck did you just knock off?
My water bottle.
Oh.
Fly was on it.
Oh, there's a fly in your water bottle. Anyway, because if he hadn't used that save, Amanda would have gotten the lowest votes, and she would have went home. Said it was Mata, someone that deserved to be there. So then this past week, it was Gigi, Chelsea, who Chelsea has had some experience in the ring before because she played Daniel Bryan's physical therapist in the storyline in the ring.
That.
And then it was easy, wasn't it?
She was also Claire Lynch on TNA and... Yeah.
Yeah. And then wasn't ZZ in the bottom three?
No, he was not in the bottom three.
Who the hell was in the... Oh, that's right. It was all women. Who was the third one? Oh, Sara Lee.
Yep.
Yeah. And Sara Lee, you all know what I think about Sara Lee. She's cute as fuck, man. I'm glad she's still there. That's just... She's cute, though. And then Paige, being the bitch she is, used her fucking save because, oh, Gigi doesn't deserve to be there. She, her attitude's shitty. When they put her in the bottom three... there was a reason for it. The Miz spelled out his reasons why she was going in the bottom three, and it all made sense. It was nothing different than when fucking Patrick went in the bottom three, and same thing. So she uses, and then fucking Chelsea goes home, who I think deserved it. She deserved to be there.
I think everybody knows is Tough Enough's not about wrestling. Let's
no.
just be honest.
You could put a car as a grand prize at the end of this thing, and it would change the outcome 0%.
Here's their biggest mistake with this. If they wanted to put the fan vote element into it, they should have let the fans nominate the three people going up, and then the judges should pick. They could come to a vote on who they think of those three should be the one going home.
I don't think there should be judges. It should be the trainers taking care of it all, because the trainers are the ones that see them. The judges get to see about as much as we get to see.
Well, yeah, I understand your point, but I mean, I'm just saying about the problem with the show is fan vote and the fucking internet trolls.
Pretty much, and that's the only reason ZZ's still around. ZZ, I would have to say I'm in as decent of a shape as ZZ is. He's not in shape. He doesn't do cardio. He might be able to lift heavy things. I could lift a few heavy things, but as far as cardio goes, I'm in as much good shape as he is, and I just quit smoking a week ago.
You're okay, you're being nice. He's a fat piece of shit. Let's just be honest.
Okay, there we go.
Okay. You know,
hang on. Nice guy, great personality.
Shooter will appreciate this. BioShock has better cardio than ZZ.
Yeah, he does. So sorry, BioShock, but yeah. difference between ZZ and BioShock is BioShock actually has a desire to do it. I think ZZ's there just for the show.
Yeah,
I agree. I think the majority of them are just for the show.
And that's they were trying to set it up to where he was going home. They tried to make them look as bad as they could, and he still fucking stayed around. He still had more votes than anyone else.
This is going to win. Watch.
Oh, I know it's going to be terrible, and then we'll never see Tough Enough again.
Oh, hold on. We got a shout-out to the person that just showed up in the chat room. We have a Glitter Fist.
Ooh, the first lady of the PW Pop.
That is correct.
Wow, and welcome.
And what is it that we said? Instead of ball cup, women get what?
Boob grab.
Boob grab, that's it.
No. What was it, guys? We haven't had a woman in the chat room since Brooke was on here.
I know.
Clit flick. No?
No.
It might have been something like that. I don't know. Give her something inappropriate, Heath.
We'll go with a boob grab. I mean, hey.
Clit flick.
Clit flick.
Anyway.
Welcome to chat, Glitterfist.
Heath, you got something for your... But yeah, I agree. Fucking ZZ's still on there.
Titty twister and you die.
No, I'm not going to do a titty twister. I know better than that. It's like, unless the woman is actually into a little bit of pain like that, no.
What experience do you have in that department?
Yeah, I want to hear this story.
Yeah.
I just know, okay? Just because I have, a lack of experience doesn't mean I don't know.
Just because you watch the National Geographic Channel on weekends doesn't mean you know what's going on.
Somebody's a little S&M chat rooms, I see.
You don't know the backstory of Heath. First off, we've known each other. All three of us have known each other forever. I actually grew up across the street from Heath. And he's, you ever seen the movie The 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Yes.
That's Heath, more or less.
That's on TV right now, ironically enough.
Oh, so she said someone hasn't seen his sex dungeon.
I do not have a sex dungeon.
You need to hang out with Wapo if you have a sex dungeon.
Oh. Wapo's fucking crazy.
Who would have expected a guy named Wapo to be crazy? Who knew?
I don't know.
It was either going to be him or you on tonight, and we ended up with you, so I'm okay with that.
I'm the lesser of the two. Wapo's much more entertaining.
Hey, well, I'm having a good time with you anyway, so hey, that's fine. I'll just throw the invite out. You're welcome anytime you want to come on. Don't mind. You can just come on and not even have to talk wrestling-wise. You can just talk business-wise. You can just come on and shoot the shit with us for an hour.
I would definitely do that.
God, we're running short on time. Heath, go.
Just the fact of, Zack Ryder coming back after I don't know how long he hasn't been on Raw.
And then losing
a match.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
It's like, good grief. Just a sad job to Wade Barrett.
Yeah, there's worse people he could have jobbed.
Yeah. It's like a sand hat job.
Moving on.
Yes.
Sucker! Oh shit, hold on.
What?
There was What Stinks in the chat room that I forgot to cover.
Let me grab these real quick.
Richards, What Stinks? WWE having Paige on the Stone Cold podcast was kind of boring. Have to agree. We all kind of agreed on that one.
It wasn't like anything ground shattering, no.
B-Mags, Big Show not being used. How has he been for the last 4 weeks? What?
How he has been for the last 4 weeks. He's been used a lot for the last 4 weeks, but not this time around.
How are we complaining about
there not being enough Big Show, or there's too much?
Are you a Big Show fan?
That's what B-Megs is saying.
That would explain a lot.
I mean, he is from Iowa, so whatever.
I don't know.
All right, now we're moving on. All right, who wants to go?
Hey, you know what? I'll be honest with you, Jason. I actually don't have anything this week.
Okay, good. We'll skip it because we got like
I don't either.
We got like 15 minutes left.
I know what that sound means.
Yeah, blah blah blah. Score updates.
Yes.
Hell hath frozen over.
Yes, it
Team has. Team Jizzmomber, 105 points. Team Awesome, 109 points. Team Adrian, 120. Dude, you were like 70 points away from the basement in second place, and you're 4 fucking points behind me.
Yeah.
You're 15 points back from Adrian.
Yeah. I know.
Can't lose this thing. I cannot lose this.
I still can't believe it myself.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
Not this past week, but the week before, I had no one compete on Raw, no one compete on SmackDown. I got 0 points.
I mean, it's like I hate to jinx myself, and I'll probably haven't.
Say it.
What but the hell just was the, that? but just the fact that it's like, I think I finally have a team that actually is working for me.
Are you making any changes, Heath?
No.
All right, I'm making a change. Well, it doesn't help, hurt the fact you got Titus O'Neil. He scored you a bunch of points.
Yep.
Nicky scored you a bunch of points.
Yep.
So.
Which I did drop Nicky, and I picked up
Sasha.
So.
All right, so yeah, I'm making a move. I'm going to drop Ryback. Because I mistakenly picked him up again. And I'm going to pick up Becky Lynch.
Good choice.
Yeah. Adrian, you making a move?
I am making a move.
All right, you're dropping Kevin Owens. Who are you picking up?
I'm going to re-pick up John Cena. Wait, no, sorry. Let me rethink that here. Cena's not going to be back until probably SummerSlam.
Correct.
Which means you wouldn't get any points until then.
All right, I am still dropping Kevin Owens.
Okay.
Who's available at the moment?
Just
give me the list of who each of you have.
You got Neville, Rusev, Charlotte. Charlotte? Yes, Charlotte, Rusev, Darren Young, and Neville. I have Roman Reigns, Bray Wyatt, Sheamus, and Brock. Yeah, I know the Brock Lesnar thing's not doing me so well. I don't know why I have Brock Lesnar. Why the fuck do I have Brock Lesnar?
Because he was starting to get used a little bit more, but then now he's not.
All right, no, I'm going to make a change. I'm dropping Brock Lesnar because his 5 points at SummerSlam aren't going to help me that much. So, but anyway.
I think you picked him up on the hopes he was going to beat Rollins at Battleground.
That's what it was. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm dropping Brock Lesnar, and I'm going to pick up Becky. And then Heath has Ambrose, Rollins, Orton, Titus, and Sasha.
Okay.
Suggestions from our special guests are always welcome. There's Mark Henry out there.
Big shows out there.
Wouldn't use Mark Henry.
You know what? Because I have a feeling that they're going to win some matches going into SummerSlam.
Okay.
I'm dropping Kevin Owens and I'm picking up Kofi.
Okay, going with one of the members of New Day.
All right.
Because I have a feeling if there's a match this week to decide who the number one contender is between Ascension and New Day, New Day is going to win, and more than likely Kofi will be in that match.
It's always Kofi and like some, one of the other guys. Kofi's not hardly ever on the outside.
So that Kofi is who I'm picking up for now.
Okay.
All right.
It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy. Not Price is Right. Not Let's Make a Deal. But
Jizz Jams! He's on
the loose. Here's how the game works. We're going to play Jason Heath, 3 theme songs. If he can successfully guess 2 out of 3, he wins himself a shit-free show. All right, Heath, you ready? Feel free to play along in the chat because Heath cannot see the screen.
You know, that is correct.
I think we should give the shooter a chance to guess on 2 after Heath has failed.
Heath has to get more. All right. You feel ballsy? You want to go head-to-head?
Go ahead. I'm not going to be in this one, but go ahead.
The pressure is on Heath.
He's gotten like 3 themes right the entire year.
Yeah, the pressure is on him because he has to get more than you.
He's got to get more than you.
Yeah, because mind you, a lot of these themes, they're not exactly current wrestlers.
No.
A lot of this is like drawn from like a very huge stable of wrestling
I got
themes.
Like 6 gigs of wrestling themes on this computer.
Yeah.
That I randomly picked from. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Like I said, he has to get more than you. So you're playing for me and Adrian. If you win, or if Heath doesn't get more than you, he still loses. So we don't like giving Heath shit-free shows. So whatever you can do, okay?
All right.
All right, here's theme number 1. It's funny, some of the looks that Heath gives me while we're doing this. And your time starts now. So we'll let him think about it for a second, and then we'll, you'll know. We'll let you know when it's time to guess.
I think someone in the chat might have it.
Someone in the chat does have it. I'm not going to say who. Well, there's only 2 people that guessed.
Clearly, it's not the other one.
Right.
I was going to say, I'm going to venture to say it's either Mark or Glitterfist that'll probably know it.
It was neither one of them.
Really?
Yeah, he guessed it. Nope. He can't. All right, Heath, your answer.
I have honestly no idea. I don't think I've ever heard this one.
Okay, Shooter, do you have an answer?
I'm just going to take a wild guess.
Okay.
Wasn't that group that Kevin Sullivan was a part of in WCW?
They're all WWE themes.
They're all WWE themes, unless we say otherwise.
Okay.
Sorry, that I should let you know that. You were thinking Dungeon of Doom, not Dungeon of Doom.
Yeah. Then I have no idea.
Okay.
Papa Shango.
Yes, it was Papa Shango.
Oh,
wow.
Otherwise known as Kama when he was the witch doctor, or the voodoo doctor.
That was used by him?
Yes.
Wow. Why do I not remember that?
Because Papa Shango
because
wasn't around
stupid.
That long. Yeah. So, all right. Song time for song number two.
Okay.
And your time starts now. Chat has it, by the way. Can he guess it? No, he can't. He's a douchebag. Yes, he is. Did we lose Shooter again? No, he's there. Okay.
Nope.
Hey, I've got the little like thing minimized here. And it bounces back and forth between your picture and Adrian's picture because it's in a group call. So I didn't know if you were there or not. So that's why.
Okay.
All right, Heath, we need an answer.
Yeah. Fuck, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. Shooter, you got a guess?
That horrible tag team, La Resistance.
Heath? Shooter? See, he knows how to play the game.
Yes, he does.
And good luck with this one, guys. And your time starts now. Chat has it. Do 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 do. I'm telling you, if you saw the look that he gives me while we're doing this shit.
Kim,
he guessed it. All right, so, Heath, need an answer.
It's probably wrong, but Coco Beware.
Shooter, need an answer.
I'm going to go, isn't it that guy, the I love you preacher dude that was always had his face painted red?
Are you talking about Brother Love?
Yeah.
Okay, so Heath, your guess was Coco Beware.
Yeah, that's probably wrong.
Shooter's is Brother Love. I can tell you, one of you gets this, and one of you is getting this. Adrian, you want to reveal the winner of that one?
The answer that we were looking for was Coco Beware.
Heath actually got it right.
Wow.
Heath never gets them right. However, that puts the score tied at 1-1, and Heath did not get more. So, Heath.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You Nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Thank you, Gene Wilder.
All right. We'll call it.
Wow, calling it here.
Yeah. Well,
I thought you wanted to talk about the page. Don't
you're right,
podcasting.
We do. I forgot.
So the show's still going.
Roddy Piper died of a heart attack in his home. I guess we never actually officially talked about it, but we don't really need to because everyone else did. So
I think pretty much anybody that you can listen to that's already been covered.
Yeah.
There's not really anything we can
okay,
add to
so,
that.
I mean, no disrespect to Piper. I mean, we do have a lot of respect for him.
We're a week behind because
oh
I'm
my
sick.
God. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, you guys watched it, right?
Yeah. Me and I think the shooter did, yeah.
Have at it, guys. What did you guys think about it? And you said that it was, she talked about basically exactly what I feel. So what did you guys think of it?
I thought it was, I mean, for what it was, I thought it was good. I mean, you got to learn about her history and who she was and how her family legacy is. But I just don't think anybody really cared at all. And I know I really didn't. I mean, it was cool learning about it, but just an entertainment standpoint, it was funny that she was sitting on Stone Cold the whole time.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, there's a couple things I do want to talk about from it that I thought were, she was like, I want us to stop calling the Divas title, call it the Women's Champion. And she goes, oh, I'm not supposed to say that.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Wow.
She goes, oh, I forgot that's taboo. I can't say that.
Okay.
And the other thing, whenever he asked her to find out about that, she goes, look, I didn't like the guy's attitude. I thought he was kind of a pompous asshole. So I put Patrick up. I didn't think he was going home because I thought he was good enough to stay around.
Well, what the fuck do you expect when you got a clown like ZZ in there that everyone fucking eats him up when they're fucking internet trolls is what's doing it.
But like people like, it was like, oh, Paige, why did you nominate him and everything? She's like, you guys could have just voted for him and he'd still be here.
Still.
Yep. It's always the WWE Universe's fault.
Yep.
This is not the kind of show that should have fans deciding ultimately who loses. Because people don't make informed decisions. They're fucking idiots.
Yeah, they see. No, they try. Like I said, they tried to set it up to where he looked really bad, but that still didn't work. He's still fucking. Well, he didn't even get nominated this week. So, I don't know. I'm fucking sick of it. It is what it is. It's like I said, you could change the whole thing from a $250,000 WWE contract to a fucking car, and the game show would not change at all. It's what it is. It's a fucking game show. Go back to the. I'll even take not even the original Tough Enough. I'll take fucking Stone Cold from a few years ago. Tough Enough was a million times better than this. Because of that, we got Cameron now. But you know, whatever. I like to point out to people that haven't watched Tough Enough that one, they forget that Cameron was the first one eliminated because she said her favorite match was Alicia Fox against Melina.
And I didn't talk about that at all tonight.
And
either.
Stone Cold was like, "What? That's your favorite match? Get the hell out of my ring!"
Yeah.
All right. Talk about that real quick. Adrian's got a little celebrity thing to talk about real quick.
So I nights before being going to bed and stuff, I've been like scanning just Periscope and watching random people and stuff on there. And the night that Roddy Piper died is when I first found this. I was like, someone was like talking about Piper. Doing some random Q&A, stop in. I didn't even look and see who it was or on the thing. And so when I clicked on the video and pulled up, I'm like, man, she looks really familiar. And then I look at the username and I see it's real Melina. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's Melina. And so I was in there with about, I don't know, there was about 50 other people watching this at the same time. And so like I was just throwing questions up to her, like, you know, what are you doing now? And like, you know, what have you been up to? Did you know that she's, like, in college to become, like, her master's degree in psychology?
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't
and she genuinely seems like the sweetest lady ever.
And she's got that bad reputation of being, like, a hoe bag.
Yeah. Still with John Morrison.
They're in Lucha Underground together, aren't they?
Yeah, she actually just debuted this past week on Lucha Underground in the season finale of it, helping out Johnny Mundo. Which I wish I had El Rey because I would watch Lucha Underground.
I was gonna say we don't have Lucha, do we? On
no,
U-verse.
We don't. In U-verse, it does not carry it.
Stupid.
No.
Oh, you got U-verse as well?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, we can watch Destination America and get to see TNA. Oh boy.
until September.
Yeah. Hey, we got Ring of Honor. Did you hear that fucking the rumor had it this week that WWE officials were meeting with the guys from Destination America too?
Really?
No.
Yeah,
I did not hear that rumor.
Yes, that was a rumor going around. I don't know if it was real or not, but they're shopping around Main Event and Superstars.
Oh boy!
Could you imagine Destination America picking up a WWE product? So on Destination America, you got Ring of Honor, TNA, and a WWE show. How fucking crazy would that be?
Wow.
I don't know if I buy into that rumor because WWE has a pretty rock solid contract with Universal, NBC, with the USA Network. Man, I don't know if they do anything that would risk that at all, especially with like a third rate network like Destination America.
But they're going to put a third rate show on there like Superstars.
Right.
I think they would do it because Vince is a dick.
Vince don't care. Vince don't care. Vince has money.
Yeah, he's officially enough to do it.
Officially a billionaire again too.
Yay for him.
Yeah.
WWE Network's doing fairly well. I mean,
yeah. All right. Now we're gonna call a show. Anyway.
Did you beat the timer or no?
No, the timer went off while we were finishing up there.
Yep.
Okay.
Adrian, what we got coming up on the network?
Oh, you know, shows.
Okay.
And what are some of those shows?
You can check out Greg. I believe he'll be doing a new show this coming weekend for Respect the Mat.
Okay.
So definitely check that out. Shooting from the Hip. Hopefully they're actually all back together for real next weekend. I know there was some weather issues tonight.
They had somewhat of a show, didn't they?
Yeah, I know Sean and Classic were on for a bit, but lost power.
Oh wow!
I guess they're at his house, huh?
Yeah. But Dan was out altogether because he apparently couldn't get online down there where he's at. Check out the Wrestling Niche with Kyle, Jake, and Scott. That's on Thursday nights, I believe.
I don't know.
The Walkabout, I don't know, whenever those lazy Australian assholes get together. I think they're doing a show tomorrow morning at like 5 a.m. our time.
Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, hey, Shooter, do you know that we're worldwide?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're a worldwide network. I shit you not. Glitterfist, she's from the U.K.
Yep. Well, hello, Glitterfist.
Yes.
From the U.K.
She's from the U.K. We got a couple guys from Australia. They're mainly in the States.
Scottish?
Isn't that the same thing as the United Kingdom? If it's not, I apologize.
Depends.
Okay, well.
Depends on how...
Depends on how you look at it.
She talks
with a funny accent.
Yeah.
I kind of love people with accents. Especially chicks.
She's Scottish. There we go. She is Scottish. Okay, my apologies.
Also, check out the featured podcast on the site. Check out Fans Talk Pro Wrestling because Taz has a dick up his ass.
Yeah, what is... Did we ever hear what happened with that?
I don't know if I ever heard the official thing, but I know Taz put a cease and desist on calling it FTW podcast.
Oh, that's retarded. What a dick.
Wow.
All I know is I saw what was posted when Taz posted something to them on their Twitter or something saying, hey, I need to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
That was it. So, anyway.
And that was a cease and desist, basically.
Stupid. Fuck you, Taz. But I digress. NSR podcast. I feel like there's no
NSR, yes, with Chris Schultz. You know what? I added that to my feed of shows I have on there. I'm going to check them out tomorrow and give it a listen to them. I'll talk about next week, maybe. All
right. Cool. I feel like there's another one. Talk TNA is done. Maybe that's the other one I'm forgetting.
Yeah, Talk TNA is officially done because
they rage quit.
Claudia couldn't take the show anymore, and the other guy didn't want to do the show by himself.
Can't say I blame them. Anyway, check out the... Oh, that's right, Richards. Whatever the hell it is.
You know what, Richard? Get your own goddamn theme song and stop stealing ours, and then maybe we'll plug your ass. That's it.
You know what? Maybe if you told me what you're looking for, I can make you one. Because I make all of our themes. All of our intros. So, yeah. Talk to me.
You need a theme song, just ask. Don't steal ours, dick.
Yeah. What an asshole.
And that's because your name is Dick, not because you're, well, you actually are a dick.
And also, if you want to join the PW Pop Fantasy Football League, let us know, too. Let Richard know. Send him a message. Kurt, Shooter, you in, you do fantasy football?
I run a fantasy league, yes.
Would you like to be in ours?
Yeah.
All right. Shoot me your email address, and I'll send you an invite.
Okay.
We're friends on Facebook, right? Yep. I think we are. Yeah, shoot me a message on Facebook, and I'll get it to you.
His show's called The Bite, so can we give him Who Let the Dogs Out for a theme?
I will. Yes.
All right, good.
Anyway, did you guys see there's new Classics Angels on the website?
Really?
There was. PW Pop. And then also, what was it? Kevin posted something. If you Google something, we were the second result on this Google list. It was some hot chick.
Yeah, one of the Lucha women?
One of the girls from Lucha Underground. Yeah,
I don't know who it was, but Jesus Christ, it was a blonde chick, and she had a fantabulous ass.
Yes, she did.
Shooter, you would have appreciated this ass. You would have looked and been like, "Damn."
Oh, okay. You got to let me know when she's on again.
Oh, no. She wasn't on. It was just someone did a Google search for her, and we were the second result on the list. Our website was.
As far as images go, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking up the article from the Classic
Angels. If you Sexy Star or Lucha Underground, if you Google that, we're the second one. Some blonde
Tara chicken. Calloway.
Whew. This chick has a fantabulous ass.
No relation to Mark. Thank God.
So
I don't need him looking for my ass.
Yeah. Richard said it might change if either Kevin or I come up with a better name. Oh, so it's him and Kevin's show?
Apparently him and Kevin have been doing it, I believe.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to listen to that because I'm sure that's a bigger train wreck than we are. Anyway, and also check out all the wonderful news things put on by Paul Jordan. So,
absolutely. Hardest working man on the network as well as Kevin.
Yes.
And keep an eye out for new Classics Angels because they are starting to pop back up again, people.
Yeah, Kevin runs our Twitter. So if you like our Twitter, that's great. He keeps getting blocked by pro wrestlers. The last one he got blocked by was Big Show or Natalya. Quit getting us blocked, Kevin.
Yeah.
He's not even in the chat room anymore. So,
but we don't need to get blocked by the pro wrestlers.
He takes care of our Twitter. but anyway, like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes. You can send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com. You can follow us on the Twitter at thehourbomb. You can send all of us messages. I'm the only one you have a good shot of getting replied back to. That's not true.
I reply back messages all the time from people.
Whatever. If you can... Oh, son of a bitch. Hold on. If you have a suggestion for Jizz Jams, send me, not Heath, the suggestions. And then we can have some fun.
Or you can send them to me as well. Send them to the Big A or Adrian Masters. You can
basically just don't send them to me.
Real quick, the Rodfather was on a date tonight, but he didn't want to leave us hanging. Tonight's Hour Bomb is sponsored by...
Did he steal Moppy from Heath?
He might have. I can't talk about Moppy anymore. I got yelled at.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
By who?
Who do you think?
Heath?
Yeah.
What did you get yelled at for? I want to hear this.
Hold on. Tonight's R Bomb is sponsored by Heath's Used Heath Beaters, because who else wants to smell like Heath partying at a Cracker Barrel?
Who wants to look like eye cabbage, that's for sure.
Oh, God. Okay, so let me find this. Hold on here. I did the exact same thing I did for Heath on his birthday last year. I took the exact same... I didn't even make a new meme. I just took the same meme I made last year of Heath, posted it to his Facebook, and said, "Happy birthday, Heath. Love, Moppy." This is what I got back. Me and Rodfather both got the same message. "All right, you two, the Moppy shtick needs to die. Back when the whole breakup thing happened, I thought that was its way of saying the joke had been played out long enough. Let's let it go away and go into something new. But then it just keeps popping back up like bad hemorrhoids, to use a good analogy, because it's becoming a pain in my ass. I'll still allow the use of Jizz Mopper on our introductions and exiting spiels and on the bet anytime we have it. But beyond that, that's it. That's our little Nazi saying we remember how we got here with names and nothing more. Just let it die, okay?"
Wow. Heath, was it your time of the month when you wrote that?
It's a lot of aggression.
It was. It was on its birthday, too. Hey,
Glitterfist is frustration there.
Glitterfist is following us on Twitter now.
Yay.
Anyway, so, yeah. Oh, yeah, but anyway, I told Rodfather, I'm like, "Hope your date goes well, and I hope you don't have to use the fake phone call to ditch her or him." so, anyway, I'm done, guys.
Yes.
No, it's
late.
Right.
It's late, so hold on here. Where's it at? Let me go. Once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Albert, and adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
The big bad booty daddy!
The Big Adrian Masters is going to find his smile again.
hope you die from herpes.
The Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heat Jason Heath saying so long.
The WPW United States Champion, the Shooter.
For now.
Oh. See you guys later. Hogan is still my hero.
Ah, I got to turn that into a soundbite. Use that for Mark Jones. We. Wow.
I know.
Stay young, my brother. What you gonna do?
We will try to do this. Oh, the song of the week, since I've got a whopping 4 points in the last 2 weeks because none of my guys wrestled ever. I'm just going to do like the whole like Tim Bell salute thing and the tribute thing that was for Roddy Piper on Raw.
Oh, can I fit one more thing?
Oh, absolutely.
For anybody that wants to go and more information, of course, check out the World Powerhouse Wrestling Facebook page.
Oh,
and
shit, yeah.
We got a website.
Yes.
WPWpro.com.
Check that out.
Cool.
Follow them on the Twitter at World Powerhouse, H-O-U-S, one.
Yeah, they wouldn't let the house in the whole thing.
That's
so
stupid. Them bastards.
Aren't you in charge of the Twitter?
Oh, yes, hey, there's even a new post on their website today. Administrators at WPW headquarters are working on lining up new venues for WPW. A new announcement will be made soon about the next new venue.
Remember when they used to have like wrestling at our high school gym?
I do.
I wonder if they.
Now, what was the name of that? Was it Rampage?
No. It wasn't Rampage. I had like Johnny Jett, the drill instructor. Remember the drill Shooter? Do you remember like any of these guys? Johnny Jett, the drill instructor. I think it was World League.
That may have been World League.
They had Denny McCaws on there. He was the drill instructor.
I know they were run by the guy that was out of Pacific.
That might have been Rampage then, but I don't
know. No, that was RCW. Yeah.
Well, this was like 15, 20 years ago. Because I was in high school then.
That would be time about RCW.
I remember the Sharp brothers. Kevin Sharp and what was the other guy?
I don't remember.
Other than those four, those are the only four I remember from that.
Think it was Rampage?
That may have been GCW. That sound familiar?
I don't know, man. It's been so long.
I'm pretty sure it was Rampage because I think RCW is right. I think it is Rampage.
All right. I didn't know they were still around.
I don't think they are.
Are they still around?
No.
Oh, okay. That explains why then. I was actually training there for a little bit, too. Glad I didn't. Anyway, so, yeah.
You had, like, your fourth knee surgery.
It was my second or third.
Yeah, really? It's...
Either way.
Either way, yeah. So, yeah, Song of the Week is going to be the entire thing from Monday Night Raw with Roddy Piper,
yes,
including the 10-bell salute. So, we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been
Our Bombed.
Toodles.
Gentlemen, to honor the life of WWE Hall of Famer Rowdy Roddy Piper, would you please rise as we toll the bell 10 times?
I've been selling my name for the sake of who knows. I've been trying to explain how it's all gonna go. I don't take my life for granted. I've been waking up tight day after day. Hope is taking its time to go.
Trash talker.
You do not throw rocks at a man who's got a machine gun.
He knew how to make people mad.
Who am I calling fatso? Take your choice.
Through entertainment, he made them mad.
We know how intelligent you are.
Oh, yeah.
And you're
how low can you go?
I came on the show. How low can I go?
Look at yourself.
I change the question.
It takes guts to walk down Hollywood and buy looking like this.
Yo, Mr. Downey, give me that smoke, would ya? Yeah!
Welcome to Piper's Pit.
Thank you very much for having me.
I kinda like ya.
Rowdy Roddy Piper. Energy beyond belief.
So much passion and so much heart.
Talent beyond belief.
He is one of a kind and always will be.
So far ahead of his time, but down to earth and one of the best people I've ever known in my entire life.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Don't take your love.
Look at camera three and you tell him what you got to do.
I'll give him a message, baby.
Oh.
You come to see me fight. You got your money's worth. When I was well, I was hell, man. And I had you all rocking for 80 years.
Because you just don't know.